Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.
Since 2013, Bombas has donated over 100 million socks, underwear, and T-shirts to those facing homelessness. If we counted those on air, this ad would last over 1,157 days. But if we counted the time it takes to make a donation possible, it would take just a few clicks. Because every time you make a purchase, Bombas donates an item to someone who needs it.
Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
Hey guys, my name is Afogbai Lillian and I just spilled the tea on TV Tape Pod.
Hello, hello, hello. Welcome to another fresh episode of TV Tape Pod. This episode is about to be very hilarious because I have my friend on the couch. I've told her to behave herself on this couch while she's here, but I can't expect anything less than crazy from her. It's the one and only Akantara Badi herself on my couch. Lillian Afogbai, please put your hands together for my guests. Ha, Lilibet.
Yeah.
Welcome to my show.
Thank you.
Please behave yourself on
this
show.
I'm trying. You see, I'm just, you know, trying to be bougie.
Okay, let's be serious, right? So you know, some people don't say you be Bini girl. Say you were born and raised, nurtured as a Bini girl.
Until well, I love you, Bini girl.
Where you come from before?
Why do you guys always do this? Like everyone that's from Edo State is Benin. Why?
Okay, where else would the Edo State people come from?
I don't understand. We get other states. I'm from Owa East.
It's not all Benin.
It's not all Benin. No, I take exception to that. It's not all Benin. Benin is a state.
Benin is a state.
Benin is a
state. I say you go to any of the show.
Edo State. Under Edo State, you have Benin, you have Owa East, you have Jonas.
Oh yeah, sorry, you're an Edo gay.
Yes, a drug girl.
Okay. Tell me about your earliest memory of you growing. You want me to talk any now?
Earliest.
Tell me about
earliest.
Your earliest. So good to go.
Earliest.
Tell me about your earliest memory of growing up that you can remember growing up in Benin.
Because
it's so brand new. Like, you know, people don't know until you open your mouth and speak Pidgin English.
Earliest. I mean, I remember when I was in primary school.
Yeah. What was it like growing up there?
It was okay. So, I mean, we never really used to interact with people. It was just school home for me.
Mm-hmm.
And then, obviously, I went to a Catholic school because we're Catholics. Our Ladies of Apostles Private School, Airport Road. It was one of the, biggest schools then. Mm-hmm. I mean, way back. Yeah, it was nice. It was fun. I mean, I think I was calm.
You were calm. You were calm, how?
I was calm. I was an amazing kid growing up. But then I always wanted to do like this entertainment stuff. Because even from primary school, imagine, I would go for, like, I would tell my parents I have to go to like Montina dance hall.
Which dance did you dance at then?
I just wanted to, like, I was always screaming for all these things.
You just
like,
wanted to be on TV, that TV girl.
I was always, so it's weird that from primary school, I actually always wanted to do all these things I'm doing now. And I started then. Like, you see me go for competitions, you know? You see me drag, say, I want to go here, I fill this form. If something comes to school, I want to do it.
So, like, were you, like, in drama groups? Or?
Yes, I was in all those things. Like, it's crazy. Even in church. Like, even when I entered secondary school, I remembered when they wanted to give me labor. I was labor prefect in my secondary school.
But labor?
Labor prefect. I was still acting as the drama, you know, because I was
coordinator,
drama team. So I've always just been in all these things, you know. So growing up was quite interesting. And then I had to go to boarding school. So throughout my secondary school, I was in boarding school.
Which boarding school was that?
Word of Faith.
Oh, I know Word of Faith.
Yes, yeah. I went to the secondary school of, you know, my university, basically. Yeah. I was for university. So after Word of Faith, I went to BIE. So yeah, it was quite interesting. Every time when I'm on holidays, then I travel or I'm in boarding school. So I really didn't, you know,
mingle like that.
Yeah, I started mingling well when I was in uni. So I think that's when I started really mingling.
Dog out of the cage.
Yes, because I was by myself. You know, I started staying off campus. Even in my school, wasn't allowing it. I had to create a reason to stay off campus.
Oh, so you guys were not allowed to stay off campus in BIE?
Yeah, I mean, you have to have like reasons, like different things. You can't just stay off campus. Like, yeah. So, yeah. I mean,
what was BIE like? Because you started acting in BIE, right?
I started acting, yeah, fully in BIE. Yes, my first movie that I did, they almost expelled me from school because I had a sex scene with Jamaica.
And a Christian school, you go.
Yeah, so when the movie came out, then I was young and, you know, I didn't even have a boyfriend. I was just young. I mean, I was acting, make believe. So, I'm on Jamaica. They play me.
Oh, no. Well, so, for the sex scene, I did, so Jamaica,
I be the side chick for the movie. So, you know.
And that's the only way they give you go college.
You
so.
Go, and then Jamaica,
so you were grateful that Jamaica was.
I mean,
it was a scene with Jamaica,
yeah,
obviously.
Yeah,
so you
and I was his girlfriend.
Were you unclad? Were you not wearing clothes? Was it too much?
I was wearing clothes, but then we had this room scene. He was flipping me. You know, it was just.
Well, you said
I was young, right? Mm-hmm. So it was just a lot. And then people in the school, you know how jealous now. Some people started telling, like, Reverend. Feb's wife, this is so they brought the movie to school. They said I acted an illicit scene, one thing. I faced panel. I thought I was gonna get expelled. I was scared. I said
so they were not proud of the actress, the illustrious actress,
you know,
from
so it was a Christian school. They just right. people start talking about things in school, like and making it a thing, you know, you actually face a panel. So when I went to the panel, I started making them understand that I'm a Christian. I'll never do anything to jeopardize my Christian faith. But then this is acting. Ma, if we don't act, who?
Stupid kid.
If we don't act, the side chick. What?
This is artistry. God.
It's make believe, you know?
So they let you go.
Oma, I was going to, but thank God for God. I always had God, Sha.
So, but how were you combining acting for because you're in Benin now?
So yeah, so they actually, how did I get that role? They actually came to, or they shot it in Benin.
Oh, okay.
It was shot in Benin. We did the audition in Benin. It was shot in Benin. So I was just whenever after class, I told them I was in school. So they always work my
schedule.
If I'm maybe I have a break or maybe my last class after that, we'll shoot into the morning. I'll go back to the hostel, dress up, go to class. So I just knew how to work it because at the end of the day, I was so excited because that was my first movie role. Mm. So, I wasn't playing with it, you know. It was Mary Njokuna was Mary in Remy, it, Tukeria, yeah. Me. So, I was acting with all these top people then. Small girl, uni. Mm. So, I'm going to say, you know what I'm saying?
But that's go give you a ref for school that
time. I never know how to expel me.
The latest
actress.
You can't
tell me nothing. Like,
but after that, did you get any roles while you were in school?
After that, I know I acted another movie in Abuja called The Kingdom. It had like Annie Dibia.
I know that film now.
Yeah, Chelsea Eze. Now we be the girls where they work for the palace.
The palace maid.
But
you know, there was an era where, you know, just so kingdom film.
Yeah, then it was film, a kingdom. Act. Yeah, it was a palace.
I remember that film now. Annie Dibia did that film.
Who?
Annie
Dibia. Yeah, Annie Dibia, Tana, Delano, Chelsea Eze.
Yes, everybody fight for the kingdom.
And you know how if you don't be the lead, you go show yourself.
Any small role they give you,
walk out, they gossip for the kingdom. So people actually don't know I started acting from school. I actually started acting when I was in uni, and I've always wanted this life. I've always wanted to be an actor, be in the entertainment industry, entertainment space, and. Yeah, so when I graduated, I just knew, okay, it's time to move to Lagos. So I had to work my NYS to come to Lagos.
All right. You served here? Okay.
Yeah, I actually was teaching in Okwebi Grammar School. I was a teacher.
You?
Yeah.
Slequino.
No.
So were you going to school? I mean, you did.
I went to school. It's weird. I had my tabs. I'll dress really nice. I'll go to school.
So go and teach.
Yes.
Oh, wait, which course did you
teach? My student.
Which subject did you teach that?
I don't even remember.
Oh, Lily, I get off of my shoe. You don't remember? Oh, see, like, you get to, like,
I
you
did staff teach, room. No. Yes, I'll do staff room. I get my own chair for staff room. The other staff, I know, so they're looking at this girl. Because I'm just dressed with my top. I scared, like, slay, where are you? They were kind of sounds going to enter my ear.
So when you finished that, so...
I was doing that and also working in Lagos State Internal Revenue. So I was serving, you know, I was doing both. I was hustling when I came to Lagos. Because I think for me, right, I've always known that the life I want is not cheap.
Mm.
And I have to always work twice as hard.
Yeah.
And I don't know, you know how some people have been lucky with like meeting like helpers. I've met people that obviously have assisted along the you know, way. Don't get me wrong. But my hard work is always what really gives me that fulfillment and really takes me to that place where I really want to go to most of the time. It's weird, 99.9% of the time.
Mm.
So even when I meet people that, you know, just, you know, now those kind of Akachawa helpers, go just...
What do you mean Akachawa helpers?
What do you mean Akachawa
helpers? I don't know, I mean, explain to me, my friend.
You know, people go just come.
Just move you to the next level.
Assist.
Just small push.
Just push you.
Thank God. So who could push you at our big brother?
Okay, so I'm about to tell this story. And I know I told you one time, but, you know, I don't know if a lot of people heard it.
Because people don't know that you went for Big Brother.
Yeah, people don't know I went for Big Brother Africa. So it's weird. The Big Brother Africa I went, after me, they haven't done another Big Brother Africa. That was the last.
So you guys closed that?
Yeah, we actually closed that, whatever. I don't know if they'll do it again in future, but...
I mean, there's one coming with the collaboration between...
Yeah, the Titans. The Titans, one, yeah. So when I moved here, I was... So now I'd finished my NYC. I was serving at LRS as well.
Mm.
And then...
Well, I'm saying you're serving as a teacher and...
I was serving as a teacher and then...
Double four.
So anyway, long story short, when I finished, I started... And now I had to go to like training. I wrote an exam. And now to become a full staff there. So I became a full...
Oh, you worked 9 to 5 with... Oh!
Yeah, I did. Fully. I did. So I was working on... First, I was working in on the mainland. They transferred me. Because I was living on the island. So I had to... Lay complained that I was living on the island. It was really a lot. So they moved, they transferred me to Sura. So I started working in Sura.
There's the Sura is the biggest Sura. Island.
Yeah. So I started working there. That was now my office. So it was easier for me to.
What kind of work were you doing? Like,
we go and collect like tax, we go to the market sometimes. Everything.
Oh, no,
like,
none of those people will go meet people. Say, Lagos,
yes.
I hate to set up.
I know. We're really like, and I was really doing it.
Stress person.
But in the midst of doing that, I was also going for auditions, you know, to obviously acting, doing extras here and there, Tinsel.
You did Tinsel?
Yes, I was in Tinsel.
Which part of Tinsel?
Tinsel of, before Big Boy, I was in Tinsel 2012, 2013.
What would be your role?
So I was coming to the bar, like, you know, and then I was one of the girls.
Like day players.
Yeah, day player. So I was a day player, but my role was reoccurring. Mm. So I kept coming once. So I was there for a minute. So obviously when I wanted to go for Big Brother, before I even let me even go to the audition first of all, I wasn't meant to go to Big Brother. My brother came into Nigeria, he wanted to go for an audition. My friend too wanted to go. So a group of my friends, so I said, you know what, I'll take all of you.
You drive them
there. I'll take all of you there and everything. So when you got there, let me just even put my name. Let's just all, you know, go. So for some reason, I don't even know what happened. This is so crazy, yeah. I'm very outspoken. And then when I get into the audition, I can't even express myself. I can't even say my name. It was just like...
Were you in shock? Or?
I think my eyes, you know, I don't know. I don't even know what happened. I just had blurry vision. And you know when you have blurry vision, it affects your senses. Like everything. I couldn't talk. I couldn't... And then that's how they didn't pick me. So... And then they picked some of my people that... These are people that don't even talk better than me. And I hate. So I went home. I started crying to God. And the next day was the last day. And this day I went. Don't forget. Well, because I was going to go to the office on this. I wore white and white. I slayed to pieces. Like, I was like Queen of the South vibe.
I love it.
So I told God. And I was still having this blurry vision thing. So I went to try and get like eye drops and everything. It wasn't working. I said, no, I'm going to go for this audition again the next day. Because at least I'm not that bad. Let me pass the first stage. Can never be that bad.
Mm-hmm.
So I went back. And when I was going back, I disguised. I did not do hair. I wove my, I made sure my hair was scattered. I said, maybe they want somebody scattered. I made sure I did not, you know, my, I wore slippers. I wore like a normal dress. I didn't even do makeup, nothing. So when I went back, and I'll change my name. I didn't use the name. I didn't use my English name again. I used my native name. And I said, Onyinye. So now I put my name. So in case they, because obviously they would not. So when we went inside the hall, the place, went inside. For some reason, I think the people just noticed that some people that came yesterday were like they were there. And I said, if you know you came yesterday and you're here, they stand up. We want you to go first and you have to guide the other people. So all of them stand up like battalions. Someone, they carry all of them outside the gate. Alele.
You know, stand up.
Me. I don't stand up. No, so I do my face like this. Like, I don't stand up. I don't stand up. Meanwhile, before I'd gone to the audition, I'd gone to somewhere around Ofokwebi to go and try and get glasses. And I said, the glasses cannot be ready, but they'll bring a temporary one. I said, okay, once the temporary one is available, send it via cab to come and meet me here. Before it gets here, maybe I've not entered my audition, I'll use it because I knew that my eyes were just, you know, giving me out. So I told myself I was going to talk above my head. Like, I was going to scream. Even if I couldn't hear myself. It was so weird. So I didn't stand up. So when we passed, we got into the place of feeling for one of the bouncer people. Now recognize. I said, you were here yesterday. You came with your brother. You came, I said, me.
From
I said, sir, why do you want to damage my future? How was I here yesterday? Me.
Why are you doing this
I
to
said,
me?
I said, sir, no, yeah, yes. He said, remember, I used your hair. Because then I shaved. I used to shave my, because my hair used to get here. He said, remember, you shaved this place, this carving, yeah. You were here. I said, me, sir, stop
go
this.
For
stop
beach.
This. Sir.
Why are you lying here. Against me?
Sir, can you do this to me? This is my future.
Hey, Lillian.
I saw the guy, people now gathered. They said, sir, don't worry. She was here yesterday. When she goes inside, the judges remember how to send her out. Don't stress yourself.
So but why you believe say they're not going to recognize you last?
I just, I don't know. I was just trusting God. And I looked, for me, I looked different.
Right.
And the day before, yesterday when I came, I wasn't talking. I couldn't talk properly. You know? So when I, you know, entered inside, I'm a group of, hey, my name, just a shout. The glasses never arrived. So I just, you know what? I got to, you know, so I was just, anyway, long story short, that's how I passed all the stages, blah, 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 blah. And finally, I was among the people that, you know, went to SA. I did my final audition. The Shah picked me, right? And I was like,
they picked you there? Or
no, you go through different stages. Yeah, okay. Blah, blah, blah. Last, the Shah picked me. Thank you, God. You know, I went into the house. But don't forget, I was really naive. I didn't know anything. I just felt, I didn't understand, you know, when you mean, you know, courage, just carry yourself a certain way. I just felt, I'm a young girl, live your life, live your best life. So, you know, I didn't understand that people should judge you for being a certain way. I didn't know that perception was a thing. Yeah. I was young. I didn't know that.
How old were you at the time?
I was 22 or something. So I didn't know all these things. So for me, I was just like, I'm just going to go. I'm going to be bad. I'm going to do this.
Did you plan to be assessing? Like, you planned to just be a crazy girl?
No, I didn't plan it. I just said I was just going to be myself. I'm just going to do whatever. So when they asked me what my talent, I said my talent was twerking.
The lie.
I swear. I said, what's your talent? I said twerking. I'm like, this twerk.
He's a lie. You told them at the...
On the stage, no. When I, you know, when you get on the stage and they say introduce yourself. So I'm on the stage and they're saying, "Oh, introduce, talk to your audience." I'm like, "My name is Afiba Lillian, and my talent is track it."
He's less scared.
Oh my God! And I say, "I'm like, it's tech." You know, at the time I was just like, you know, I was just like. No worry, let's just. So when I go into, I was just like myself. I used to love dancing then, even if I couldn't dance, but you know, I used to love, you know, just dancing. So I would just be dancing up and down, twerk money tonight. I was like, oh, that's all I like to do, twerk. You know, it was just at the time it was amazing, but you know, I didn't know what's happening outside the house. I was just doing my thing. You know, when I came out, I started seeing that. First of all, don't forget, the house got burnt. So I think why our set didn't really do so well was the house got burnt. So they had to keep us for a long time there. They were trying to get a new house. So by the time we entered, people had waited for months. People were tired. They now reduced the show from 3 months, I think, to 2 months. Because it was just, you know.
Lots, yeah.
It was just a lot. So when I came out, me, I was already tired. Honestly, when I came out, I was just like, Omo, thank God, though. Let me come out. I beg. I'm tired. But when I came out, it was just so much hurt, negative energy. People just... You know, thought I was dumb.
It was bad publicity for
you. Yeah, people thought I was so dumb. People just didn't believe in. People just said, people just called me all sorts. This girl is a whore, prostitute, this one, whatnot. It was so bad. I was so depressed. I was just like, oh my God, what have I done? You know, thank God, like, I had people that obviously, like, knew me, you know. I would hear, like, friends, I told my friends when I came out, like, they were castigating me. They turned their back on me. They weren't even posting me. They were not acting like they knew me. They said I went there, I disgraced myself. I disgraced Nigeria.
Is it like...
I swear, you know, they said I disgraced Nigeria. I remember one girl now that is an actress. I remember she, you know, someone recorded her saying she disgraced Nigeria. She's just a disgrace. She has nothing to offer. And don't forget, I was trying to be an actress. So now this is someone that came out from Big Brother. You were going there, you were twerk, you know, doing all those things. And people are just looking at me like, this guy's not serious. So it felt like I had to prove myself to people all over again. And it was so hard. Nobody was trying, I wasn't getting jobs.
So we got out of the house, right?
Yeah.
Usually when they get out of, when Big Brother people get out of the house, people are looking for them to be in movies. And was it the opposite for you?
No, not really. People are actually looking for, I mean, then we didn't have social media.
Yeah, right.
We didn't have all these blogs like we had now. But yeah, people would actually look for you. But
they wouldn't take you seriously.
Yeah, and they were looking for you, but they were looking more for the other guy. So we're two. So it was more of like they were going for the guy than me, Tayo.
Tayo was
so it was more like they wanted Tayo. They don't want, they didn't want me, but they wanted Tayo.
Girl.
Yeah. So finally, when you know someone took a chance on me, I did a series with Mnet, Do Good.
I watched Do Good. Yeah.
Yeah. So I think Do Good started, you know, opening more doors for me. People started, like, you know, taking me more seriously. Oh, the blogger from Do Good, you know, and you know, I worked with like likes of like Auntie Kate and all these, you know, amazing actor Uzo Singh, but like amazing people on set. So they were also helping me in terms of like my acting, my pronunciation, because then I had like this accent, like know how I had this Benin accent with me as well that followed me from
give me an example
like when I'm shooting, my pronunciation, so when I'm watching some episode, and you know they say it's only people that are close to you that will tell you. So them Auntie Kate, and then you know they were always like talking to me, so whenever we're shooting, if I want to pronounce something, I'll meet them. I'll say, Auntie Kate or Uzo. They'll say, please, Auntie Kate, hear me pronounce it. So how do I say it? How do I, you know, so they were really helpful. And after that, I just started, you know, moving, and I started working. And then I said, you know what, 2017, I said I wanted to produce my own film. And God bless Dr. Eluka. My family friend, he came, he's like, okay, well, how much do you need? I'll assist you, blah, 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 blah. I told him, I said, I've never really produced a movie before, but I can assure you that I can do this.
But how did you go from being a little, an actress that had not become so famous to wanting to produce your own?
So I think at some point, I just got tired of waiting for people to cast me for roles and always begging, going for auditions and not get, you know.
Getting callbacks.
Getting callback. And, you know, all this, it was just, you know, it was a roller coaster. So I said, you know what, while I'm doing this, since I've always wanted to go into, like, production, like, I registered my company even when I didn't have any money to produce nothing. So my production company right now has been registered since. But it wasn't running at the time. And I said, you know what, let me start producing films, even if I'm not in the films, but something, let me start, let people start knowing me for my work, for things I'm doing, knowing of my work, not just me, my work, right? So that was when I said, you know what, 2017, I was going to produce my first film that won the AMVCAs. It starred Rita Domi.
Yeah.
And Rita was my lead character in the movie, A.E. Nawigu, and, you know, Joyce Carlin, amazing actors, a host of others. And yeah, from then it just, but then from there, it got harder because now.
But what did the AMVCA do to your confidence as someone who was relegated? Then all of a sudden you are winning the AMVC. You're standing before these people and you're holding an AMVC.
Yeah. So it boosted my ego. It helped me realize that, you know, man is not God.
Right.
You know, God is God. And at the end of the day, because God sees the end from the beginning, he knows how to always position you. So I faced a lot of challenges during the movie. I took the movie to cinema. Trust me, it was a lot.
You had mentioned, hard. Is that the movie that they removed from cinema at some point?
Yes, I went through things that you cannot even imagine. Like people, you know, trying to throw me under the bus, you know, doing all. It was bad. Attacks from left, right, center. It was terrible. Like, it was really terrible. But I realized that sometimes when things happen in your life, God has a reason, has a plan. So I'm now beginning to understand that you just enjoy the struggles because there's always a light at the end of the tunnel. Always. As in, as much as it's the hardest thing to always tell yourself, but most of the time, there's always light at the end of the tunnel. So when I won the MVC, I didn't see it coming. In fact, it's so weird that the day I came to Echo Hotel, I felt so neglected the room. They were not, I was trying to get my room as a nominee. They give you, I was like, where is my room? I just felt so, it was even iFan. That saw me downstairs. I said, oh, you can stay in my room. I think my room, they were just, I was just feeling so like
relegated. Like, relegated.
I'm just like, like, I'd be nominee. So, like, really, like, so I didn't even think I was going to win. I was just like, you know, I was just like, so when they called me, I was like, the shock. I'm like,
oh, so when you went there dressed up not planning to win?
To be honest, I didn't think I was going to win. I'm being honest. I didn't think I was going to win. I wasn't sure. I wasn't... That's, I didn't get any vibe. Like, I didn't... There was no... You know, it's not like I had... I was you know, the people there, their movies were very good. They were good. So I wasn't sure. So after that, I just knew that, okay, I need to push harder. But when I started pushing harder, challenges, you know, my movie I did after that with So Much Money got lost. Yeah. You know, so a lot of, you know, it's crazy. The more you get to the top, we need to be more prayerful because the attack gets more.
Yeah.
So, and now that I'm real, if I know what I know now, then maybe I would have been a bit more prayerful. Because the truth is, even when God has blessed me the most, I wasn't even doing so much for him.
Yeah.
I wasn't even as close to him as I am now. I wasn't even... And then he still did so much for me. And I'm thinking, did I really deserve all those things?
When you say attacks and when you say it got harder. So after winning the AMVCA, it's only ideal for producers who want to collaborate with you, for people to also cast you in their movies. What were the challenges that you were facing after that period?
So challenges like, who is this small girl? Like, what do you know? Like, what do you really know? What are you like?
They were not.
And I wasn't
seriously.
Really in the movie. It was just me producing the movie as a filmmaker. I probably did one or two scenes. So it wasn't really about me. It was actually me trying to tell a good story and just do it, you know, right. So it was more like, who is this small girl? Who is this girl? Where do you come from? You know, so there's always, you know, that.
That's what, you know, can't take that too seriously.
Just leave her and everything. But then I was still pushing, you know, working hard. But then when I saw that the money, I wasn't getting as much money as I wanted from entertainment industry, I was not getting the roles I wanted. So I decided to start my business. Selling things that could give me money. Because I realized that if you want to, you know, be in this industry, you have to also have some sort of finances to push yourself.
Also to maintain the lifestyle that comes with it.
Yeah, obviously. Then you have the fake lifestyle that I live.
Tell me about it.
Oh my gosh, my son. But, you know, so yeah, so that was, you know, that. And then it pulled me back. I got a bit really depressed for a while. I didn't come out of it for a very long time.
Because we had this conversation before, but for the sake of TVT, and what did that phase do to your confidence as an actor, as somebody who really wanted something?
I mean, it killed me. It killed my confidence. I kept asking myself, am I not good enough? What do I really have to do? Why do people always have to just judge you without even getting to know you? Why does my character, what does your perception of me have to do with my work, my work ethics? You know, why, like, you know, and then, you know, I'm strong now, but then I wasn't strong mentally. So you see, like, people that just come from nowhere, they've just passed you. And you're thinking, oh my God, I've been here since 2000, you know, whatever. What's going on? Oh my God, so that comes again, strikes you down again. You're just thinking.
So it feels like you're watching other people grow. You've been doing this thing for a long time. Why not you?
Yeah, you're stagnant, you're not moving. But.
But why did you continue? Because some people would have gone to other careers. I mean, you had worked as an LIRS staff. Yeah. You could have easily gone back to the 9 to 5.
Okay, I knew that obviously I never wanted to work. When I quit my job, a few months before. We made it, I knew I was going to go into the house. I quit my job because I had to tender my resignation letter before I went into the house because you're not allowed to be. You can't be a government staff and it's wrong. So I had to tender my resignation letter even way before I went into the house because, you know, that's right. I knew I didn't want to ever work for anyone anymore. I wanted to be a boss of my own. I wanted to do my own thing. I wanted to run my own thing. I wanted to be in industry fully. So I knew that I didn't want to, you know, go back there. So I think what I held on to was God. So because he had rescued me from like phases and he had showed me certain things that, when you're in a situation where nobody can help you, not even money, not even, you now start holding on to that you know, person, that one person that you know that got you, that you can't even see, but he fixes all these problems for you. So I started realizing that I'm just going to wait. So I told myself that if it's going to take me 10 years to achieve, right now I gave myself 10 years. I'm not in a hurry. I haven't even done 5. Even if I've been in industry since, but like from the time I told myself I'm going to give myself 10 years, I haven't even done 5. So if it's going to take me 10 years to achieve my dreams, or 20 years, or 15 years, I'm going to
Stay the course. Yeah,
I'm going to enjoy the process. I'm going to enjoy the challenges, and I'm going to keep going at it. You know, I'm never going to give up. I'm going to keep thriving and, you know, trying to be better in terms of acting, in terms of my work. And I'm also going to be intentional, because, you know, sometimes we always say, oh, these people, are you really doing the things you're meant to be doing? Are you really putting in the work? Because some of the work I put in last year, I saw the difference. Yeah. If I put in that same work 2 years ago, maybe I would have seen, you know.
But you probably difference. Didn't know better. Right?
I didn't know better. Mm-hmm. So sometimes, again, we get carried away. You know, you see this lifestyle thing that people are talking about. It's crazy, because if you really just get carried away, you get so lost.
I've left it for you people.
I live out for you.
I don't live out for now. I'll be dicking out for church.
I live out
after
for
church,
you.
I can't do my TVT. I do. I'm so to Christ.
I know, but because even me, I was really getting carried away at some point. Mm-hmm. You know, where you get to a point where you're sitting with your close friend that's trying to plan a film in front of you. And they're not even thinking
considering
of casting you. And I'm thinking,
because not because you're not a great actor, just you don't think that she's about
that
life.
It's just crossing their mind. And that day it struck me. I remember I was sitting with, someone in industry I respect as a filmmaker and also close to me. And then she was planning her film, and then she was almost done planning the film. She's like, "Oh, I'm shooting this." I'm like, I don't understand. Why am I not in your film? I'm an actor. Oh my God, Lillian. Which role are you good? I was just like, but guess what? You know why I was not mad? And then that's why it's good to have honest people. She said something, she was like, you know, you told Davis when you were the influence clothes. That's why I took a break from wearing clothes and doing all these things. I took a break from brands and everything, but people didn't understand. No, now don't forget. No, don't throw influencer fully. We don't know if we don't.
So you're a popping girl on social media,
yes.
Right?
So but I was
for
going,
acting.
Yes,
you're not
for,
taking use.
Yeah, because
yes,
I'm wearing sure, my clothes.
Sure?
No.
I'm joking.
Ungrateful idiots. Very ungrateful. God, I will tell God that you did.
I'm not ungrateful. I'm only saying that maybe
shut
I don't do the Instagram and then you call me for Hollywood again. I'm joking. Oh yeah, my only that's the apple too.
You know. I was just like, so Nasa don't know me that maybe I'm doing this body slay queen. They, every time clothes by slay guy, makeup back, you know? I was doing this and I'm like, I had to tell the brand, there's a brand. I was like, I beg, just wait. I need to focus. Just
refocus.
I can't do your brand for I need to do my own thing. I need to, you know, please just wait. Give me time. Let me restructure myself. Because the truth is, I'm an actor first. Before I'm an influencer or any brand or whatever. I'm an actor. This is what I do. This is my work. Before I'm a business owner or doing any other thing I'm doing. And those are other things. But then I'm an actor. So people need to know me for my work. So then I started, you know.
After that conversation, you started to.
And then another thing again. You know how this being nonchalant. Perception is a thing.
Yes.
As much as people hate it, is a thing. Oh, you see me write. You know how you think sometimes you write and you post?
Yes.
You don't even think how it affects others, one.
Yeah.
You don't even think, will people really understand the contents of which you are coming from? Sometimes it's really unnecessary. You can just keep it in your head and move on in your head.
Also, like you
I was just posting, you know, you see me always training for the wrong reasons. And then someone in my family is like, is this what you want to do? Like, you want to be training different dramas? Like, what's happening? I'm like, leave it alone. Like, entertainment, showbiz. You have to do it, you know? And the person's looking like, is this one mad? Like, what's... But guess what? I had to go through those phases. That's why I'm glad for all my mistakes. Because you have to go through all those mistakes to be a better person. And then they say, who no go, no, no. If I've not done all those things now, and you're telling me now, say you're a hater. If I had not bleached in the past, now you're telling me don't bleach. I was like,
I see
you
for took a show, you just see you bleach. Which cream do you use that?
They use the top.
Oh, I love them. So you really yellow that period?
I do day and night. You got to do day.
Day and
sometimes
night.
Sometimes you'll get lunch safe, but that lunch, they'll tell you safe afternoon. Say that when you rub the cream, you go wash your ass. Baby, don't wash your
ass. But why you try bleach too?
No, so it, that no, time no, no. But guess what? My bleaching was actually a mistake. Then I started enjoying it. So I went to London. I was using my one of my stepsister's cream. And it's, when I came back from London, I became
fresh.
So people in school was like, so what? It was like, you're lighter. So I'm not going to look all my fair friends. I was like, what cream am I using now? They'll come to me and for Lagos, we'll come order the cream. They'll send and come Benin. So I said, that's how. So it was more, it was not even pepper. It was just like, when I mistake, you know how you start something and like, then... When you say on a fair girls, it's like, if you black, no go pop. Or more fair. Oh, I say, oh yeah, na lele, fair.
But go try when you restore your color back.
Yeah, but I'm still, you know, the thing is, it's always easy to damage stuff, but to repair takes a very long time.
God is good to repair.
Because I feel like I'm still, you know, Chris.
To repair you already. You don't black finish, nah. No, but small things I go to notice. If you not tell me, for I know what to notice, but.
Yeah, I mean that but that's a long time ago.
Okay, though. You don't stop and since
say since now very like,
no, but you don't black time. That one was the same complexion like this. I'm supposed to say now you
do crazy.
That's a black person.
This is your area you carve like anyways.
And you really want me to come outside for this show like this. If they speak English,
I mean, you said I did try bougie.
I know. I need some bougie. This is the talk about, so
you don't go to say now only pigeon as we speak. This is like premium brands.
Sorry, Versace girl. I see the Versace head and the Rolex and the shoe.
For many boss, he calls to pass online. God, this fake clever. Who just say? Many I don't boss. Want to leave her more. Any boss. I'll tell you your story. Not before. Yeah.
I bet what you talk for? Talk about bleach.
So, who bleach? Now you bleach.
Sorry.
You bleach.
I try bleach for you. Like, I don't say you.
You try bleach.
You get one of my friends, they call Yomi. I don't say the go watch this show. Very stupid boy. That's I don't say that's how for you. Like, we go see all those boys who go use soap, all those orange soap. They wash face. So they, all their face go they shine. Their hand go too shine. And I didn't read that time for our side. Then my friend basically say they miss cream. See, he go miss cream for me. Say, my dog give him 4-5. Say, go, yeah, back quick. Mama take her side.
Mama take her!
He said, go quickly, go be Mama Tega.
No! Mama Tega, I shot them.
Mama Tega, she's.
Mama Tega is a legend.
Say you define cream. You know, get the cream.
Mama Tega is.
Mama Tega is an icon. Beard.
Anybody that has tried whatever, you must know Mama Tega.
Anybody that used to try to touch your skin, they will not see Mama Tega.
Yeah, I agree with
she
you.
She was an icon. She just said that the normal ones too, but
yeah.
You see girls, they line up. So you can go Mama Tega, you buy some kind of things, they can't miss the cream for me. My friend, today, my lap. My chest, you see lights pass other places. There's
must
always, scars of bleaching must always follow you.
Yeah.
So at that period, I call the rubber, but I didn't even like and the sun, the head. So I go rub the cream, call it a sun. And the time I come back, I said, I go the black, but my body go the. I said, see, today, some adjustments that helped me because I had hyperpigmentation because some parts of my body go black, some parts go light. One day, I can wake up, the cream, they turn brown.
You put that for fridge.
I don't. I get fridge for hosting. Not me, but just like hosting. I did that time. I did that for you like that
time.
I'm
bleach.
Not for poor people, no. That's why I called it. My friend called it. Rub the body. One day I come to say, my guy call me Coke and Fanta. A whole black beautiful boy like me. They call me Coke and Fanta. That's why I take go carry the cream tray for those because they use olive oil to restore me back to. So since then, anytime I see the body, I avoid them.
All those organic, but I don't know if you come to me, well, organic I ones here. That's how they come. It's like, he's not going to. It's not going to do this.
Before we, where were you?
Where were we? Where were me?
Where were we?
Me.
I know I cannot take you seriously on this show. I'm a serious person. You can tell that I'm a serious
me,
interviewer.
They talk. They discriminate me. Let me come on. Serious.
Now because you come to the show, that's why I don't. Yeah, continue your career.
So, I don't talk about career finish. You want
to finish? No, so you made a decision that, you know, from that day, you're going to take yourself seriously, mm-hmm. right? So what were the things that you had to do to take yourself seriously and, you know what, let me focus on my career? What were the steps that you had to be very honest with yourself first, actually, yeah. that, you know what, this wasn't working. And I have to say this, it's not because, so investors don't think that, oh, if you're an investor, you're not serious.
No.
But whatever you want to work on, you have to work in that direction and be focused,
yes,
right?
Yeah.
You have to be watching that part of your life. So I think that you got involved in other parts of your brand.
Yeah, and forgot about like the core, like I was trying to really push. So I took step back. And first of all, I started like aligning with people that aligned with my goal.
Yeah.
So
like me.
Yeah, whatever. So I started aligning with people because sometimes when you are aligning yourself with distractions with people that are very fake and people that are not honest to themselves. They start making you start living a fake life and thinking it's real. I'm not joking. This thing about peer pressure is actually real. True. And it can happen to anybody. Don't worry. And because guess what? It happens to you even unknowingly. So first of all, I had to remove the bad eggs from my life. Started filtering them first.
Just give me context. So you see
context, like certain friends that were aligning with my future, that were dragging, that were keeping me in a box.
Mm-hmm.
Like a box of making me feel like, oh my God, you're okay the way you are. Not pushing me, not driving me, not speaking, not the ones that are speaking designers every 2 seconds, speaking all the fakeness in my ears. The ones that tell me, oh Lillian, no. You see the way me and you talk. I'm not even saying because the means I say, you have to post this one. You have not posted. You have to. People that push you to be better. People that tell you the honest, bitter truth that no one wants to tell you. People that tell me, Lillian, why are you posting all these things? You're acting so childish. Why are you doing this? You're being so. I said, first of all, that's the first step for me. I had to align with people that were going to take me to my next station. Destination, right? And then after that, my social media, I started putting out what I wanted people to see. Like, you want people to see you as an actor. You put in out your acting contents, your trailers. When you do a movie, you post it. So there's no big, I keep telling people, when you do work as an actor, you should post it. It's good. It's for you.
Yeah.
It's not even for the producers. I know producers will send you things to post. No, it's for you. It's your work. That's your CV. So if I was in a movie, I would post my CV on my page.
Yeah.
And say I was in this movie, I was in this trailer, I was in this poster. This is my work. Yeah, this is my work.
So because like Instagram has become like a CV, as you said. Because when people come to your page, you want to know what you're about.
Mm-hmm.
If I say, oh, do you know this person? People are running to their Instagram, what's she about? So I think that, and I always also say this to my friends, is that you cannot be like some of my friends, so they're running a business, but you don't post it.
Don't just
say that something similar. Simi said something similar about artists who don't promote themselves. You understand? Everything, if I sneeze, not on my Instagram, good day. You understand? Every work that I've done is on my Instagram because people are watching, and it's when they come to your Instagram, they can see that this is how much they've grown.
Mm-hmm.
So there's trust, there's credibility for the brand. And over time, like, it could be like, nobody they look at, but the way they post, oh, they were in this, they were in that. I don't know, say you do good. I don't know, say you do things so.
Yeah.
I don't know, you understand?
Yeah. And that's because I wasn't posting my work as much then. That's the truth. And then, like I said, we don't know better. And that's why I keep saying, that's why any opportunity I get, I keep trying to tell people my own experience. I mean, learn from, nobody's saying that's the way you should go about your own path, but it's good to learn from people's experiences so you do better.
Right.
I sometimes wish I had like someone to guide me when I started, had maybe like a manager or I've just gone through this career thing by myself. It was just recently I started trying to, you know, get into this aircon space and all that. I've been by myself. I've never had like a management. I've never had anybody to help me through it. I've never had anybody giving me advice. I've just really figured out this thing called life by myself.
Just the push-up, the go-shot.
Yeah, just the, you know, the anywhere belay phase, they try, you know, run them. That's what I've been doing. And that's why I've made so many mistakes, but I am glad because, you know, they made me better. So if you see, after that, social media, because perception, I'm saying it again. People, so last year, I remember that I was only asking God for two things. For the first time, I didn't ask God for money. I didn't ask God for, you know, normally I ask God, please, I want a car. Stupid things. I want to get a house. I used to ask God for stupid. I'm sure God would be like, this girl, you're just very like, what's, I mean, he will still give you some of those things, but be like,
but these are not the things that you really need.
These are not
need.
What you really need, yeah. Right? So last year, I asked God for two things. And for the first time, I didn't ask him for house, money. I always used to ask for stupid things at the beginning of the year, like funny stuff. The first one was, I asked God, I said, please change my perception, how people see me. Change the perception. When people see me, change the perception. Let people just see me and love me. Let people see me and genuinely want to get to know me.
Yeah.
And then I said, I asked him for another thing. I said, put people in position that will speak for me, that will call my name.
No, because this thing I said is so important because I honestly, and this is me as a friend, maybe before I met you, I probably would not want to hang out with you because I just probably had a perception about you. But like, I think I was telling Tuke, like, this bitch. I'm not.
You always say, yeah. You always say, he's a Jesus lover. He always says, bitch.
I'm like, she's so cool. I'm not trying to toot your horn. I'm just like, Lila makes me like, and that's why I'm so excited that this is happening. Like, we're having this conversation is because perception is really very important, because I did not know that you were this person because of what you projected until I got closer. I know so many people will get closer. So many people will make it to your house or get closer and find out who you really are, right? So when I started getting closer, I'm just like, oh, they've misjudged how, this is not how she really is, but girl, you need to do the work of projecting who you really are. And that's when you started doing a lot of work with like Akanchara Badi and all that.
He made me start Akanchara Badi. People don't even know. To me, sometimes when people say, oh, Temisa, you guys are alike. And I'm thinking, we're friends, we're alike. Yes, because that's how we are when we're like together. So he's like, Lilia, you need to start showing people how funny you are. You need to start showing people, you can't just only be making me laugh.
Let's talk about this year. This 2022 was a year of where God redefined your brand, right?
Yes. I found myself.
Yeah, you found yourself. From the acting to you being intentional as even a content creator.
Yeah, and a brand.
And a brand, right? Akanchawa Badi. You know, Akanchawa Badi, now we would chill for your house. Yeah. We just did like this. We just talk about stupid thing. I'm like, so you go talk about that stupid thing. I say, and it really has to impress me. I'm never really impressed.
This guy is so hard to make laugh.
Like, it's hard to make me laugh. So for you to make me laugh, I'm just like,
just me and his brand here and one other person, Bovi. I think. What three?
No, Bovi is on a class of his own. But I mean, like, I'm saying, like, you're female, right?
Yeah.
And this is not shit to any female. I'm just saying that you're female, but you're giving me male humor, like gangster humor. Mm-hmm, you understand? Mm-hmm. And I couldn't understand why you never explored this part of yourself. You're just focusing on being an actress.
Because I wanted to fake lie.
It's a fake lie. I'm saying it's a fake lie. I'm like, so let me tell you, there has to be a balance.
Yes.
If not fake life, you know, see my friend Sabi, this balance. We know the fake life, you understand? But this also has to be a sell.
Yeah.
I literally said to you that you're sitting on gold mine. Being able to make people laugh is a gift. It's one of the five, I'm sure it's one of the five talents that God gave those people in the Bible.
Yeah.
Just to be able to crack people up, because we're going through a lot. You understand?
We're going through a lot.
And the fact that you did not think about packaging this personality and the things that the gifts that God gives us, it looks like it's basic, because you've always been a funny girl. So you don't go overthink and say, I'm funny, let me package this in and sell this. Like, now one conversation that we get for your house, I see, Lilian, how come you're not doing anything online? Do you understand?
And people want to see you talk. You kept saying, Lilian, talk. Like, why are you not talking? Why are you not like speaking?
You want they do English. Say no one speak pidgin.
I
look at this local pidgin here.
But wait, I don't know if my pidgin. My pidgin conk, sir.
Your pidgin there, my friend.
Even me who they speak. Say, even me who they speak broken. Your pidgin broken.
Your back.
Your own broken.
Broken down.
Broken pidgin. Hmm? But yeah, I mean, here I am.
How's the response been so far since you started? Because at the beginning, you were very scared to switch from Slay Queen to...
Yeah. I mean, I had some people saying, oh my gosh, she's so... But then the thing is, for me, when the positive outweighs the negative, I think that's always my answer. That's always been my answer whenever I'm doing anything. I'm learning to look at the positive more than the negative. So if I go to a comment of 1,000 something and 900 something are positive, why am I bothered about the rest? They're irrelevant. Like, you don't matter. Like,
so you have over 1,000 comments on your Akanchawa Badi now?
I mean, yeah.
And just say stupid shit.
I say stupid shit random. But I say things actually, you know, it's weird. Because right now I've been blocked. Like, having brain block. Mm-hmm. Like, I don't know. Because these are actually things that actually happen to me in my life. People actually think I come up with them, but no, they actually happen.
So things that happen in your life.
So obviously there's some I can't really say.
Why?
Because maybe they're just extremely like personal or something like that.
But that's
I don't know. I'm still not extremely, I'm vulnerable now, but like, I'm still maybe not 100% vulnerable.
So you don't want to let them know, say this is
so there's the some level that of I'm just like,
craziness that you can get to.
I don't know. Maybe I'm still, you know, I'm still trying to figure it out because I'm not good at it.
You have to be consistent. You guys find
way. Yeah, but it's blocked. Look, so my brain is blocked. I can't think of any. I can't. Like, I sit down on the chair and I'm just like, what am I going to say?
Because what I was thinking is, these are things that happen every other day. Like, again, one day with the gist where you talk on stupid, I say that's your next content, but you don't agree.
Yeah.
You could have like, one perfect time. So the difference between you and the rest of the people that are watching you is that the things that you are thinking, the experiences every day, but they don't go fit come Instagram or TikTok. You can sit in the funniest way and they will release. It's relatability that's the sell here.
Yeah, but I just feel like now my brand is like attracting me to better things in terms of like even work.
Yes.
Acting, I'm getting certain roles. Like now I have like certain roles lined up that I am excited about. So which is good because that's what I obviously mean.
But you cannot lose the Akanchawa, but it's a product.
Yeah, I can't. I won't. I mean, by God's grace.
But you never shoot Akanchawa, but me, I say, me
no,
when
it's
fully
not,
it's talk,
not,
when
but
last
you shoot,
I
no, you shoot now, a few days ago.
And,
you shoot.
I just come off my creative block. Ah,
you
my friend. I
but why that one? You supposed to drop our sis. Why did
you? I might get blocked now. You see your own block. My own eyes block. See your own.
Papa, now you be our leader for this thing. Papa, you don't unlock this thing.
I beg. Some days I could all write down for my notepad, say I want to talk this thing, but the devil could just come say,
you're
too
so weak. You get plenty joke.
So my colleague, man, you can never deliver it the way I would deliver it.
I beg, see that one,
I tell you, me you do not this. You go talk the thing left. It's funny, but nobody
will
say
it. You know the life don't believe in my joke. It's not a joke where I don't. You watch it. Say, hey, this is your joke, no enter. When the people come to comment, you can say, hey, it's funny. You
see,
always do
what's
that.
What's Bovi is to me, that's what I am to you.
You know the. I don't understand.
Quality control now I be for you.
So then maybe you use other.
Yes, that's
no
why you
encourage
go turn to. No, you don't want to be one of the comedians of Africa. How many female comedians are in Nigeria? You have to be the ground as well as when they show you go like Netflix, if you get like comedy special. Imagine you having a comedy special because the thing is that you can never tell how much we can stretch this brand.
Okay.
Because really and truly, see, we'd say, I'm telling you, started from my office for people just telling me, say, you funny, you just try. But not if you ask kids, but they talk anyhow. If you talk stupid thing, we go make everybody. In fact, what I'm for my office, Lila, I tell you now, I feel they go feel give me work or they do comes work. I go walk around the office, go meet the laugh first. Maybe now around 3:30 for evening now, call the rush the type. I was so serious, but really and truly, my core now this thing what they do, but I didn't know how to. So once you have people that can. So that's when you go tell me, say, this thing wasn't done well. Do like this. And so they help you now. So you go.
But sometimes you just have to encourage me. Don't just
I encourage
feel
you.
Like,
now, encourage me now. I face that sweet. But as long as it's not professional
you
for
you. You don't use
Adam
for me every time. I senior you, Chris.
I know, say you senior me, but I'm just saying
this
that. For this work, I senior you.
Celeb.
For this Mumu talk who they talk for Instagram, so I senior you.
And I used to talk. You said that you need year me follow.
Now, my fifth year for Mumu talk, now I be this man. You cannot be more Mumu talk. You cannot be a bigger Mumu talk than me.
You never know the future.
No, so I'm just saying that. So also with you, I feel like sometimes you do hold back with the
yeah,
comment.
Yeah, I agree.
Because also you see, you're still stuck in that. Oh, I have to be bougie. I tell you,
the truth is, everybody
like a slick that can still be on that thing somewhere. They can. Why many of the Kami people laugh? Yeah. Not so many. This is a rare talent, and I keep saying it. So if you focus on the talent that God gave you, and trying to. So I think also one of the things that happens with human beings, is that sometimes we're looking for things outside of ourselves to focus on when God has dropped. Everybody has talent, and I keep saying it. Sometimes we're looking for larger than life and looking at another person, I want to be like that. But if you really look inward and just realize that, imagine me hanging out with you. I'm like, what the fuck? She can actually make me laugh. Lots of people don't make me laugh.
Yeah.
You understand? And you, are you, when they tell you that, they say, I go call the fool myself for Instagram like that. You fool yourself after people talk for the first 2 weeks, 3 weeks, for you and I say, I catch everybody, I'm not dropping a catch everybody story. So, it is what it is. You don't make money first time when you never give me anything.
I don't miss.
You don't collect money which day for this thing.
You say you don't collect the money. And the money where they spend on you, you're too cost.
How much are
the money where they spend on you?
How much champagne?
The money where they spend on you. Oh!
How much champagne?
Not only that. When I travel, did this, did that.
I never buy you one small shoe that time. I get money with shoe.
I need to launch my shoe.
But you have to run that shoe for me. So you can also tag me saying, let me buy that shoe for you.
I'll wait. I won't get back. I don't realize that my cute bag will match. I don't see the color.
Oh, that color. That color is special color. That's why shoes are for you. I see my friend. My friend will like this royal purple.
I know.
Which one? I buy the travel. You guys give me small thing. I might see who myself.
Like, even billionaires move to travel right now. These things where they do. Before you know, you don't go now. That's your second home now. Men are not cut to any.
I'm a fashion boy. I think I need to be around people that inspire me, like you said. You know, you have to change the association. I don't know.
Oh, so I was like,
I'm not best people carry me go club, they buy me champagne every day. I beg for I don't know if you do my fashion work while you do. I beg. I say I don't turn the king, I don't leave and for now. So,
who you leave and for? Leave and for? Who are they push and come and say?
You see, now you be a casual body when they buy champagne.
Who should buy champagne?
Speaking of your champagne life, though.
I'm not going to chase my helper for you. No, get sense. And everything you go talk for podcast, they Chris. Guys, sorry, we're meant to be bougie.
I'm so sorry. Let's go back to the drawing board. What were we saying again?
This guy cannot even be bougie. Like, do you talk to your guests? Why you won't spoil my own time?
It's because you are still trying to mask the person that you really are on this show.
Uh-uh.
Where they never know say you the Chris past this one.
What do you mean?
What are you talking about? I mean, I'm glad that you are finally here now. I mean, people want to know actually, because somebody asked when I told them you're coming on my couch, somebody said, oh, what did Akanchawa body? I think I gave you Akanchawa body.
You are crazy.
No, you always said Akanchawa. Nami couple body for me.
Abegetas.
Na me na.
You won't collect.
No, be saying no. No, I Akanchawa body. Talk. You don't say no Akanchawa.
Akanchawa body.
Na lie. Na me give you Akanchawa body.
No, you give me Akanchawa body. You want for
Na mama na ya they call you before mama.
Na mama, you not give me body. Na me Akanchawa body.
No. No, you always talk Akanchawa. Remember, let me go to say, Akanchawa.
You won't collect my Akanchawa body title. Now you say my starter. You won't collect the title on top. Not really, Timmy Akanchawa. Now God is all this.
Was to allowed God. By God. Okay, it's fine. Yes. Let's leave it at God and I give.
Yes.
Give you. Akanchawa. Not be me. Yeah. But somewhere I'll remind you one day.
You want go collect for God and challenge God.
No, but remember that's how you always say.
You want challenge God. It's after all he has done for you. After all God has done for you.
Don't worry, I don't want to give me my flowers. Don't worry. No worries. You don't want to give me my flowers. I do okay. Because I don't see that me. Now you did talk Akanchawa, but I me add the body join.
Nice.
You don't see that me get body.
Now you get body.
That
name
body for you. I won't go trademark and body.
I beg you, are your AM. Now I'm Akanchawa body. You feel trademark body.
I'm
on Akanchawa body. If you do take body, I dash you body.
So what's the plan for the future? What's the plan for Akanchawa body? More acting, more influencing or what?
More acting, producing. I'm dropping a movie on YouTube soon.
Mm-hmm.
I'm doing a lot of movies. I'm going to be dropping a lot of movies on YouTube, this year. Creating content.
Mm.
On Akanchawa body, exploring that character.
Yeah.
I think that's not a character that needs to be explored in all aspects, because it's really interesting.
Mm-hmm.
I really intend to see what's
gonna do.
Yeah, because I'm gonna do a lot with that character. Yeah, as a person, I intend to. And obviously I've also now incorporated this into my show, Lillian's Couch.
Right.
So where people now, have their own Akanchawa story.
Yeah.
So they say their own stuff, which has been so interesting and so funny to hear. Yeah, everyone has been having different vibes, which is good, even if your own was so boring.
Is it? Was it?
I mean, not really, but it was just there compared to my other guests.
Really? I beg, for our show, we'll not get Akanchawa story. We'll still the tea. And your own will be boring too. So make sure of that. So we finally come to the spill the tea moment. This is the equivalent of Akanchawa story.
So you don't take my style.
I don't need to do and since. Which one be? I don't take your style. No, I'll be saying, I can't spill the tea. We'll just ask you some very interesting questions. Do. Okay, the first one.
No, ask me stupid questions.
What's the craziest thing you've done to get a man's attention?
Which one be you done? I don't know.
I think Gerard, you I know.
Craziest thing. I mean,
if you won't lie.
No, I'm not a lie. But what do you mean craziest thing to get a man's attention? Why do I have to do something crazy to get a man's attention?
Okay, even when you're younger or.
Hold on, let me just think. Why don't craziest things get a man's attention? Craziest things to get a man's attention. I don't know.
Lilian.
Wait. No, when I was younger. I don't know. That's the thing. I've always been that girl that I'm not joking. Okay. No, I don't mean to be cocky or anything.
Mama!
I've always been that girl that.
Yeah.
No, if you don't want me to. Like, why would I want to.
Akanchawa body. No, I know. Like, those. No, nah. You know, sometimes girls don't always like. They know the other woman to know, so they like them.
Oh, why?
So, but girls go get men attention. Go say, oh, I'm here. Oh.
No, but if I like someone, I've always been like, I like. Like, it's just different. It's not. I don't know.
So, naturally, if you like someone, you will have to meet them, go to them.
But. I never have to. You always just come to me. Like, I don't know. It's weird. Like, I never really have to do any crazy things to get anyone's attention. I'm not joking. I'm even thinking of when I was younger. When I was younger, I think I was worse. Because then I was just very badly. I didn't have any tolerance.
You're always that girl.
Zero tolerance for.
You believe yourself die.
No, but it's not even believing. I don't even have to try.
It's fine. You win for this question. Okay.
Yeah.
What's something on your wish list right now?
Wish list? Like to get or to do?
Yeah. Yeah, that you want now. Say wish now.
I would love to, like, be in a movie, like, you know, like, action movies. And
like, shooting gun. It would be too funny.
I just hope my ass will let me.
Before they see the gun, they go, "Siape, don't kill me."
That's on my wish list.
And they rise, officer. I beg. Let me they go.
What the producer told me, sir?
Actually, a producer should actually watch this because it should be. I want it to be actually like action comedy. Imagine just the one with the go like this.
Tia with a bun. Shoot!
Shoot the gun. Officer, I don't know where to shoot. Shoot the gun. Then you go be the thief. That's a good one. I think action producers of the year, oh, director producers of the year, please cast Lillian in the next action comedy. Last one. We know you're bad and bougie, but what's the latest Akanchawa story?
Why am I going to tell you when I'm going to post it?
I don't understand.
Go watch on my page.
No, what is your latest Akanchawa story?
Exactly. You watch on my page.
Okay. What is the latest Akanchawa story? Okay, what is any Akanchawa story that's happened to you? You always ask people on your own show.
Why you want to take my Akanchawa story from
you? I don't take it from you. I just say,
why you want to take it?
You're the hardest guest I've ever had on this. I will send you out.
I'm not going to give you your way. I fight back.
When I come to shower, I behave myself.
You behave yourself. You. Wait, first of all, you come late. You can't do nose like once.
That's not food when I give you. I eat with a normal microwave. We know what. I see
bandages. You make me go buy for VI.
I say this to my friend with this soup. You come my show, they ask you a question about so you know.
You never give me food for your show. Where food?
We don't say food for you, that's tea with the drink. Lips. We know they chop for this show. I have shown that they chop. Nothing I say you like. This show not tea with the drink. So if you want 2 gallons of tea, I make lips in for you. You drink, you be healthy. Lipton, know what it does.
Now me used to do adverts.
Which advert? I would accept tea for this show. Yeah, no come and stress me on this show. We'll talk your cash around so maybe you go to your house. Talk it now.
Did you guys should post this part? You need to see how this boy. This boy is very bad. You are very bad.
You are very bad, baby. You're just fine.
You're dangerous.
You're dangerous.
Dangerous, boy.
It's just for okay, the piece
so
of your character.
You want me to tell you one of my Akanchawa story? Have you waited?
No, like, ask, the way they ask your guests, say, which Akanchawa story do happen for your life? Which one do happen for your life? I know some, if you allow me to talk, I will talk.
When so you talk my story, I'll give you the, your story. So, because you know you won't talk. I don't fit tell you the story because you want. I did get brain block.
No, let me know what they talk for Instagram. The ones we don't talk before, you they waste our time.
Okay, may I repeat all those ones? May I repeat
some of those? What's the way for your life? See, ask Messi to say she forgets school. What's be a catch? What's the way for your life?
You want me to repeat all the past?
Repeat some.
Yeah. This kind of problem with this. So now on the spot, so.
Think I will give you time. Might sip my tea. Thank you, Lipton.
Which one will talk now? Timmy, which kind of problem is this? And why you won't disgrace me? You're not for me.
Okay, which one?
You see, wait, talk the shit on.
Okay, talk the shit on. You don't already talk and come outside.
The one where you shit for road.
No, you. The one where you shit for road. That one of my favorite Akanchawa story. They all slick with like you shit for road. You're talking.
Talk with him.
I go help you talk and finish it, but talk. I want you to do the honors.
Why you gonna want to disgrace me like this? On here?
Versace drip, everything like this, stack with wrists. You shit for road.
For road. That's a lie, guys.
Even if you talk yourself, don't say that true. Talk now. Oh, yeah, choose another one if you don't want to talk that shit soon. But let them know say you shit for road, Sha.
Who is that? The one you do when they go, when you put your hand for your neighbor.
I know shit for road. I shit for I make her to the toilet. Now you shit
you
for road.
You put your hand for your neighbor.
Why
are
you still clean my neighbor?
Okay,
I know say I do that one, but I fashion make her to the toilets. You know make her to toilets.
I make her to bush.
And that story that you go talk. I go wait for this story. If that's 2 hours you want to talk, I go there. They wait for you.
Mister, why your David? No, say your David.
Choose another.
They don't put it sound for no. Mm. Go soon to his face for you now.
No, David is waiting for you. David just said for 1 year the shit story.
I can't repeat okay, myself. So I wasn't born twice.
Give me on that story.
Why you want me to repeat myself when I don't talk before? Go collect and put a major for this.
You don't talk for this thing before.
It did Instagram now.
No, but they never hear for this partner. You know, a different audience with this.
Which different audience?
This is my bougie audience. This
me or bougie audience.
Young and upper mobile audience.
Carry a major to the ending. No be
anyway,
sure.
This is one talk the story. I go talk the story. So let me go Benin.
I don't go Benin.
So let's say I don't know what she wears. The clothes tights.
I said no,
but I went. So the cloth sites, the place say she called. They had the travel. She don't first. The sheets off first. Don't bring. She no respond.
Things are your bad.
As they reach out, you know they go. She don't pray. No, so those guys should go. They pray. Go. They sweat. They speaking songs.
Who be that?
So they come reach one place. Let's say na police station. Not be police station. I enter. As they come reach police station, it's be like say. As they park, she just come out. Is she going to bed? They don't look at her. Say she not believe. Say she will be slick. Like say she shit. Say she shit for road, but she, at least she not shit for body. She shit for road. They call find water for her. She call wash herself. She call continue her journey. And it begs the question that, you know, beyond all this, if a body can shit in the road, who are the bodies really? What is really a body?
What do you mean?
Sasha, don't tell the story. Please bring the gift for my guests. As you don't want to talk the part where I want me to talk. Do you understand that you shot on the road? It's what's there to be ashamed about.
Yes, it means I am very rich. What are you doing for this show? I need to pay you back.
Yeah, you cannot pay me back because you want to be stubborn. Oh, I don't think I should give you this lip sync gift, but out of the goodness of my heart. On behalf of lip sync, thank you for participating in our Spill the Tea segment. And you have a power bank, you have lip sync for you to stay healthy. You have other goodies in this bag. Sick. No, poor for grand. You better be happy that you came on this show. Please let me sign out.
I don't want to sign out.
Put your body back for the night. Even match with your shoe safe, yellow to yellow. Mm-hmm.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.